Welcome back to another episode of This Modern Brand, the podcast where we pull the curtain back on some of America's most influential brands to break down their strategies, values, and innovations. I'm your host, Jason Parks, and today my co-host, Jen Mazie, and I have a special treat for you. We're diving deep into the world of branding and marketing with a guest who's been at the forefront of shaping one of the most iconic brands in the hospitality industry. Joining us is Jenna Berg, the VP of Marketing at Motel 6. With a background in advertising and a passion for storytelling, Jenna has played a pivotal role in modernizing the Motel 6 brand while staying true to its core values. Jenna and her team have been lighting the way for travelers nationwide, from pet-friendly campaigns to supporting emerging musicians. Get ready to be inspired. Introducing Jenna Berg.
Jenna, thank you so much for coming on today and giving our audience a sneak peek behind such an iconic brand. We want to hear a little bit about your career path because you have a very interesting perspective and trajectory for how you got to where you are at Motel 6.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you again for having me. Of course, love working with Barkley and excited to join you all today to talk about this. I love talking about Motel 6. It's a great brand with a great history. So before we get into that, my history. So I graduated from the University of Cincinnati with a dual major in marketing and fine arts. And I decided that I wanted to go into advertising and branding and started out working at an agency in Cincinnati on Procter & Gamble, of course, because that is what you work on in Cincinnati, doing the global femcare portfolio for Always and Tampax and some of their other businesses. And then as the story goes, I fell in love, followed a boy to Texas, and moved, where I worked at one agency on some fast food chains, a pawn shop, a casual dining restaurant, a charitable giving website, wealth management, and tax and accounting software. So kind of a lot of different brands. Then I moved over to work at a different agency where I was the account director on the Motel 6 business, in addition to a few other tourism brands and healthcare brands. And, you know, back in 2019, Motel 6 needed some help in their marketing department and asked if I would start consulting and helping them out more full time. So I was able to do that hybrid agency consultantship role. And then as we rolled into the pandemic, it just made sense for me to come over to the brand full time. So I started back in June of 2020 as the managing director of marketing for Motel 6, and then was promoted up to vice president at the beginning of 2022. So, with the business internally for about 3.5 years, but have officially been working on this brand for over 8 years.
So from pawn shops to financial management, that is quite the career span. You've apparently seen it all if you've covered all that. So speaking of which, have seen it all, we'll leave the light on for you. I mean, one of the most iconic ad campaigns of all time. And I'll admit, when we first started talking, when you reached out to us, there was a little bit of, wow, this is a crazy, cool opportunity, but also a bit daunting and a bit scary because it is such an iconic campaign, and you don't want to mess that up. And part of the big charge was, how do we help modernize the brand? And, you know, one of the things that I think you've embraced is this idea of whole brand thinking that, you know, yes, advertising is important, but you have to do more than just advertise. So would love your take on how you're helping modernize this iconic Motel 6 brand.
So the campaign started in 1986. The first spot aired in 1987 and our first TV spot in 92. So we've been saying we'll leave the light on for you for about 37 years now, actually. And when we thought about how to grow and modernize this brand, the second half of the advertising campaign for the first 30 years was lowest price of any national chain. And that was really the brand benefit. That was the brand promise. That was what consumers came to us for. But as we started looking at the changing landscape, the different competition entering the market, other customers and brands, and then what they were charging, it just didn't make sense for us to own that position anymore. So we were really thoughtful and, okay, you know, we started this brand in 1962. Motel 6 comes from the fact that we offered $6 room nights back in 1962 and wanted to figure out what we stood for, how to position the brand, and what that sort of mission was. And the brand was started with the fundamental belief that everyone has the right to travel. And it shouldn't be a privilege for the wealthy, that vacations and traveling for family and all of that should be accessible to everyone. Really the idea of democratizing travel. And that was such a powerful reason to start the brand, that it was the core of what we really wanted to rally around as we thought through this whole brand thinking and what we wanted to do to move forward to modernize that brand. And so when you sort of take that sense of democratizing travel and providing access as that mission and rallying cry, it's really easy to develop a brand value system. And so what we always say is we didn't want to just be that value brand anymore. We wanted to be a brand with values. And taking that value set and being able to connect with our customers took us from very transactional relationships to this more deeper emotional connection with the guests, to get them drive, get them to have a preference for our brand and not just choose it solely based on price or some of the more tangible brand benefits. So thinking through how that really translated to the campaign was the iconic tagline of "We'll leave a light on for you." It's always been those last two words that are the most important, the "for you." Because we started to help guests travel and really celebrating that reason why they travel and why we exist to help that happen allowed us to make a small but pretty drastic shift when it came to the tagline by adding a period and a pause. So rather than "we'll leave the light on for you," it's "we'll leave the light on for you." And we've used that "for you" as the crux of the advertising campaign to really address who we're leaving the light on for, and allows us to be meaningful and authentic in our storytelling by having that one-to-one relationship and telling that true story. So whether that is "we'll leave the light on for pet lovers," or "we'll leave the light on for ski bums," or "we'll leave the light on for opening acts," we can tailor that campaign, celebrate that tagline, but modernize it in a way that drives that emotional connection with the guests that are actually staying with us.
That's a great segue into talking about your red thread. Level set for listeners: at Barclay, we believe in this concept called a red thread. It's really the heartbeat of the brand, or the core idea that runs through every decision or action a brand takes from the inside out. It inspires and unifies the workforce. Franchise owners, in this case for Motel 6, it can inspire concepts for training programs. It can inspire concepts for creative campaigns. And as far as red threads go, light the way is really one of the most beautiful metaphors for such an iconic brand. And we would love to hear a little bit about how do you use that internally to unify your workforce, your franchise owners, and then how do you see it outside your company walls?
Again, "we'll leave the light on for you" being such an iconic piece, we wanted to capture that idea of light. And light in a couple different ways. Lighting the way as in having that path forward, being that beacon on the highway, but also light as in releasing the burden of travel. I mean, travel, as anybody who's listening to this probably can attest, is a cumbersome or a burdensome process. So how do we make it easy and accessible for our guests? So it really does permeate everything that we do as a brand. We call our internal stakeholders and the guests or and the employees on property light keepers. We call our owners light keepers because they are truly the ones that are keeping the lights on for our guests. We also look to our ESG platform as lighting the way. So how do we continue to light the way through our environmental, social, and governance efforts? We also have it for a lot of our development and going out to find new diverse owners to come into portfolio by infusing it in the programs that we do. So our program to drive women hotel ownership is light her way. So there's a lot of different ways that it's sort of manifested throughout the brand that connect back to this core idea of lighting the way in everything that we do. So it's not just an advertising campaign. It's not just something external, but it has really grounded the business in a core idea to allow every facet of everything that we're doing to feel consistent, to be cohesive, and to really celebrate our mission and our values.
That's great. And speaking of your mission and values, again, I love this idea of, you said earlier that everyone has the right to travel. And you know, you gave this example within the work that goes out into the world, this idea for blank, whether it's, you know, for pet lovers, for ski bums, et cetera. Because you are, in a sense, for everyone, You've got a ton of different audiences, so I'd love to get some insight. Like, how do you stay relevant with all those different audiences?
That is the question, is it not? Especially because budgets are shrinking and it's hard to do that. Another thing that we always sort of look to is niche is the new normal. No longer can we do these sort of massive general market campaigns. We have to get specific with who we're talking about. So there's a couple different ways that we do it. We first really start with finding a universal human truth. There's a lot of people, a lot of different cultures and demographics and psychographics that love their pets. Pet Safe Free is a huge brand benefit that we have. So there's a root idea that works across the different segments in which we're trying to target. The summer campaign we ran this summer was the official sponsor of opening acts. So how do we support musicians? And music is something universal that the majority of people, I won't say everyone, can rally around and does love. So using that as an example as well, we were able to have this idea of we are sponsoring opening acts, helping bands that are just starting out travel on tour, and also getting fans out early to see these opening acts to help build their followings and grow their business. And then from the fan standpoint as well, providing that access again to festivals or other musical venues that are expensive and that they may not be able to attend or partake in otherwise. So trying again, bringing that idea of access back. So with that, we've moved away from what I'll call the matching luggage marketing approach, where we cut one TV commercial and then we cut it in 17 different ways for every piece of medium in which we're running marketing in. So we partnered with these up and coming artists. We bartered with them, if you will, to trade free room nights for social content. We didn't really give them a brief other than Motel 6 is the official sponsor of opening act. Please shoot some content about how we help get you on tour. And what that did is it really allowed for each artist to be their own true authentic self, to create content that felt natural and native in their channel, that really resonated with their audience. It didn't feel like an ad. It felt like content. So it saved us a lot of money when it came to production dollars. It allowed us to reach a very diverse group of constituents that we wanted to talk to based on the artists we chose and the followings they had. So we were able to hit all these different groups, whether that be age, whether that be ethnicity, whether that be gender. And then in addition to that, create meaningful and compelling content that people wanted to watch in their feeds. That seemed to work really well for us in kind of addressing how we could reach a lot of different audiences with not a whole lot of money, but doing it in a way that didn't feel like we were being over addy or over marketing, if that makes sense.
It does. I love the fact that you use lots of brand actions like that to modernize the brand. A slightly different question here. So you've talked about, you know, how do you modernize the brands, lots of different actions using content, et cetera. There's one thing, though, that has been consistent beyond, you know, the line itself, and that's been the voice, Tom Baudet. I'm sure there's pros and cons for using celebrities in your marketing initiatives. You guys have been with Tom for 30-plus years. Could you give us some tips and tricks on how you've maintained such a great relationship with him in particular and how you've leveraged him and how that actually has changed as you've changed from just traditional advertising to more of these brand actions that you're putting out in the marketplace?
Yes, it's an interesting question. We used to do a lot more traditional radio, but as everybody knows, broadcast has gotten expensive. And as we're being more conscientious with budget in digital marketing has grown, there's a lot of different ways to buy audio and visual mediums that aren't through the traditional broadcast channel. So rather than sort of thinking about it as digital and traditional, we think about it more as audio and visual and the mediums in which we have those. So I think maintaining relationship with Tom specifically is really making sure that whoever is talking about your brand isn't doing it just for the paycheck. They have to really resonate and appreciate and love the brand as well. Otherwise, I don't think it's as impactful. The interesting thing about Tom is that the reason the campaign has been as successful as it has for, you know, going on 37 years now is that Tom has never been a spokesperson for the brand. for the brand. He's never worked for Motel 6. He's always been an outside observer on the opposite side of the desk than we are. So he doesn't say I and we and talk in the voice of the brand. He's more of a casual observer of that. The second thing that works really well is that it's always been a one-to-one through the radio. It's not the broad sort of spectrum of talking to everybody. He's talking to one person. And the third thing that's made the campaign successful is the crux idea is that while culture and trends and fads all change, the one thing that doesn't is that you can get a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. By utilizing sort of the brand benefit, we're able to every year pick cultural trends and fads and things to comment on to stay relevant, to stay modern, but coming back to that core idea. And again, it's just being very clear on the mission. What are you saying? And what's that one resonating idea that is the connective tissue through everything that you do? I think when you get to too many marketing messages, it gets very confusing, it gets messy, and consumers don't know what to think about you as well. So as we've transitioned him, in radio, he's still very much that observer of the cultures, of the trends, and commenting on those different things, whether, you know, he's going to a music festival and he knows how much merch is, so he's very excited to stay at Motel 6 so he can afford the custom glow sticks, or we're talking about whether or not NFTs are for non-fungible tokens, or are they not for Tom when he tries to take nicely folded towels from, you know, the other kids at the pool. So there's fun different ways that we can play on that. And then when it comes to the video and we're talking about somebody's authentic story to them, he takes a backseat from a personality and becomes more of a narrator. So we never want to overshadow the person that of story that we're telling in that spot, but using him to sort of elevate and celebrate the guests that are staying with Motel 6.
I love the way that you describe Tom Beaudet as a casual observer. It's so true to brand. And, you know, the act of observing and the act of the story, it also inspires your D&I work. And as the iconic brand you are, you're spending a lot of time in that space. You know, your strategy for D&I is not a bolt-on. It's truly an investment and a commitment to understanding your core traveler groups. What is your guidance for marketers that might not be as far along in that journey or not doing it as well as Motel 6 is?
There's a couple different things that we employ. We're thinking about how best to resonate with the guests who stay at Motel 6. And it doesn't matter what their demographics are or, you know, what their background is. We just want to be connecting with them. And I keep saying it over again, but you have to do it in a meaningful and authentic way. It's very obvious when there's a general market strategy and then there's a DE&I strategy sort of added in later. It doesn't work that way. It really is something from the core that we do at the very beginning. And how are we representing all the different guests that stay within our walls? And how do we do that, you know, in a compelling way? So we have an internal DE&I council, and Barclay also has a diversity council that we have at every single meeting, at every single step of the process. My role as the brand marketer is to ensure that the brand is safe and the brand is well represented. It is not my role to comment on creative that is meant for a demographic or a group of people that I am not personally a part of. So we make sure that we have all representation in the room when the decisions are being made, from the briefing to the casting to the script writing to the post-production on set, that everything is done intentionally and it is double checked and triple checked and really truly thought through from the very beginning. As this built-in strategy, said not a bolt-on, but a built-in strategy.
Speaking of tactics and strategies that, you know, DE&I is a very important piece of what great modern brands do. Another thing that the best modern brands do is they're obsessed with their consumers. I would love to understand what is about Motel 6 that your super fans love most about the brand, and how do you build upon that?
First of all, I'd like to say that I think our guests love everything about us. At least I hope they do. But no, I think it's being very clear on who we are as a brand. We've been offering clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate in over 1,400 locations in the U.S. and Canada for 62 years. Maybe not the 1,400 locations piece, but our core brand values and brand mission and what we offer does not change with fads. We don't try to jump on different trains. We get very clear on what we have to offer. And I think fans appreciate that because they know what they're going to get with us every time they stay. I know it's cliche to say, but it is my favorite little marketing quote, which is, a brand is a promise and a good brand is a promise kept. So being able to really deliver on that brand promise every time they show up, making them feel good about their choice, making them feel like they made the right decision with how to spend their hard-earned dollars, really is what they love about our brand and what brings them back again and again.
What does your ESG strategy look like at Motel 6? We're always intrigued from an impact perspective what a hospitality brand is doing in that space.
Yes, and I didn't mention this earlier and I was remiss, but every time we do a campaign, whether it's for music, whether it's for pets, whether it's for ski bums, we don't want to just talk to those communities and provide lip service, right? We actually need to get in and help and support and do our part as a brand to support the communities in which we're talking to. So for Ski for All, we partner with a nonprofit called Share Winter Foundation that helps diversify winter sports to make the Winter Olympics more diverse in the future. For Pets Stay Free campaign, we have a great partnership with the Humane Society. More than one third of pets live in poverty. So really through our partnership with Humane Society, making sure that those pets are taken care of and that people with traveling with pets have somewhere to stay with them. And even for our music campaign, you know, a lot of these opening acts don't have health insurance. And so finding a nonprofit partnership with Music Health Alliance to help provide health insurance for musicians traveling on the road. So there's always a component of every marketing campaign that we do that's rooted in an effort to truly support who we're talking to and really provide that access, as I said earlier, to help them in some way beyond just marketing to them.
Tell us what's next for Motel 6. What are you excited about?
I think we've gotten to a really good place. You know, we relaunched this brand at the beginning of 2021 and it was an undertaking. We sort of scrapped everything except for the brand mission, the Red 6, Combo Debt, and We'll Leave the Light On For You. We rolled out a whole new design kit. We rolled out new communications. We rolled out the Light the Way program. And it's been a lot of work to get everything up to speed. And I feel like we're now at a place where we're running on full cylinders and just continuing that momentum into 2024. We've built a lot of brand equity around Pet Stay Free. We've built a lot of equity around our music campaigns. We've built a lot of equity, again, around modernizing the campaign tagline. So I'm just excited to keep it going and to keep the ball rolling. And the more that we can continue to do these, the more that we can push the brand forward and get down into sort of the grassroots efforts, that's really the next step. We've focused a lot on sort of our national footprint, getting everything up to date. But how do we drive that down into the specific markets to drive that business into the hotel is really next.
Dig into how you're tracking success at Motel 6, and is it by the number of tiers? Because your campaigns are real tearjerkers. Let's be honest about that one.
You know, tracking success is interesting in our business because a lot of different brands have access to a lot of information about their guests and are converting online that provides data and KPIs. For us, you know, about two-thirds of our business still walks into the hotel every day. A lot of those are not necessarily giving us a phone or an email address when they're coming. And it makes it difficult to truly understand how the advertising is working. But as most marketers who are listening to this podcast can probably attest to, when it comes to proving success, rationalizing budgets, and picking what you want to do next or how to continue campaigns forward, there's a heavy reliance on the numbers. And those are super important, but finding the ways to also track the value beyond just the revenue dollars. We look at a brand health tracker every single month to look at perception and consideration. Are we changing how people feel about this brand? We look at foot traffic studies with our partners at Foursquare and Barclay to track actual foot traffic into the hotels. We are working through building a media mix model so that we can understand the value of every dollar that we put back into the marketing plan. So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. again, drilling down into how customers are reacting. Are we seeing positive change? You know, we started running all of our campaigns in trans-creative Spanish, and we've seen huge gains in our NPS scores and consideration amongst the Hispanic guests in the last 3 years doing this. So again, it may not all come through directly in revenue, and it may be hard to track, but supplementing that success by using other brand health metrics and other brand metrics to prove the value of the creative, that it is working, that it is changing the minds of the consumers, is just as important to build that story of success when you're going to present to senior leadership or others within the organization.
What KPIs do you not consider important, Jenna? Are there any that you just don't value as highly as the others?
That seems like a loaded question.
Not my intent, just out of curiosity.
You know, I don't think that you can discount any specific KPIs. And every business is going to be very different on what matters to them and what they're trying to track, right? For us, we have 95% brand awareness. People know who Motel 6 is. They don't say petroleum jelly, they say Vaseline. They don't say bathroom tissue, they say Kleenex. They don't say economy lodging, they say Motel 6. We are a pop cultural reference as well, right? So we don't put as much emphasis on tracking awareness because it's not something that we necessarily need. Mm. But when we look at brand health metrics like perception and consideration, you know, there is some perception that people have about the brand that we are trying to modernize and change. So for us, it's what are the business goals and what are the KPIs that are indicators that we're working towards those business goals. So it can't be a one-size-fits-all. And it's not the same year over year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in an economic downturn right now. So is it about new people into the business or is it about stealing competitive share? Those types of things are the questions that we're reevaluating on a quarterly, if not a monthly basis, to do we have the right metrics to track success or not based on what are the current business goals, what are the economic headwinds, and how do we really want to measure what we're trying to do here?
Jenna, thanks so much for your insights and your time today and a glimpse inside this really amazing, iconic brand that you've been a part of modernizing. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I, you know, like I said, at the top of the hour, or top of the half an hour here, I really love talking about this brand. I think it's a great brand with a great mission, and I'm excited as it continues to modernize and evolve to be successful for the next 60 years.
Perfect. Thank you. This is the part of the podcast we call Brand Battles, where we pit two brands against each other, score them on a performance framework we call the Whole Brand Index, and declare one of them a winner in the marketplace. Today's battle is slightly different in that our chief provocateur, Dave Gutting, looks at purpose and how it can elevate your Whole Brand Index score, not to mention your market performance.
What's the point of purpose? For modern brands, it's something to pay attention to. And with everyone talking about it, it's time to separate the signal from the noise. At Barclay, we define purpose as why your brand exists beyond making profit. Simple. And it ties in nicely to today's episode on Motel 6, because an underlying motif in that campaign is the brand's purpose of making the lives of everyday hardworking people better. All the stories we tell in that campaign share that trait. In the popular literature of marketing, the common refrain is that purpose pays off, that brands who practice it grow faster and win more customers than those who do not. Is that true? Yes, but our own research shows there's much more to the story. Not only did we prove that purpose-led brands drive better results, we discovered precisely how the concept of purpose works. First, there's a simple correlation. In a study of nearly 200 brands, we uncovered a 51% R-squared correlation between a brand's purpose index and its market performance average. Translation, that's a solid relationship. And we've seen it for the past 4 years. A deeper look at the data shows more nuance, especially when we look at brands with both higher purpose and market performance scores. Those brands have a 50% advantage over their no-purpose competitors. Computational scientists call this a moderating variable. We call it an accelerant. Add purpose as an ingredient in your marketing stew, it enhances how well everything tastes in the end, or how well a brand performs across the board. In short, stand for high purpose and improve your position. so long as you also dedicate yourself to being a top performer across all brand dimensions: product, workforce, customer experience, design, and communications. It's not easy, but it's simple on purpose.
Thanks, Dave. Always great to see a brand's purpose really coming through in everything they do inside and out. Check out our most recent whole brand report at BarclayUS.com. Well, that wraps up our episode of This Modern Brand, a podcast by Barclay. We hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For more stories and insights on how to build brands that people love, visit us at BarclayUS.com. I'm Jason Parks. Thanks for listening.